95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. So the gas prices are ridiculous.
I just spent $77 and it wasn't even half full.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 77.
How much were you paying? Were you into the $7?
Oh, no, it's still $6.39, I think. Yeah.
Well, there's a man in Massachusetts who has an answer for you. His name is Rick Madera.
Rick, I love you already.
You don't.
Oh.
He's from Fall River, Massachusetts, and he has taken to riding his electric unicycle to work.
Electric unicycle. I'm having to picture that.
Yes.
You plug in a unicycle. That's weird.
Just a unicycle by itself is only ridden by clowns, right?
Right, pretty much. And the occasional odd dude just going down the road, like in Burbank. I think I've seen some dude rides around the valley on a unicycle.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
I certainly don't swerve to hit him.
But there's clown in his background.
Oh, definitely.
At some point, there's been clown.
Mom, dad, someone's a clown.
He has a friend who is.
Yeah. Now so you don't even have to pedal it then. How do you control it?
Great question. I don't know.
Wow.
There were a couple of different people that tried it from Huffington Post, and they were like, I got it right away, but my buddy and his friend was like, listen, I really wiped out once badly.
Sure.
But then I got it, but then I wiped out again.
Like, sure.
It's not easy.
I mean, imagine if you hit just a pothole, a little anything, and you got to be good at that.
Right.
And this dude's riding it to work now?
Rick Madera is saving on gas and cutting his commute time, Sluggo. It's just more convenient, and it's obviously more fun.
You're right. I hate Rick.
Is it fun?
No.
No, it isn't.
Well, maybe
a little. It's just the clowns ride it. That's all. Has no seat or handlebars, just places for his feet. It can go 70 to 80 miles on a charge.
Okay. All right.
You could get to work and back.
Yeah.
Some places.
Los Angeles.
But here's the problem.
You go all week on that.
It can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour.
Whoa. Wow. So you is that a dude on a unicycle going like 40?
You see a dude on a unicycle wearing a helmet.
Wow.
Look at the video. Oh, no.
He's wearing a helmet and he's just flying down the street. And he says that it's illegal to take on the roads so far.
You know what? Why? It's a free country.
I don't know why. Bicyclists are...
Yeah.
Listen, just personal thing. Annoying. Like, there's too much traffic
in
Los Angeles. Do we need bikes? Okay. I get it if you're a bike rider. You disagree with me. Fine. Do we need this? No.
No.
I think we could all
say... Can you imagine
that
there's a whole ton of unicyclists out there?
And if you get... I mean, it's so unforgiving. A motorcycle is so unforgiving.
Yeah.
And at least there's a motorcycle.
Yeah.
At least there's two wheels.
Yeah.
This is just your body gets hit by a car.
Oh, man. And how do you carry anything? I mean, you can't take anything to work with you.
He doesn't have handlebars. There's nothing. You're right.
Wow.
Maybe a backpack?
Strap it to his head, you know, so it's like really tall.
Sure, that would help his balance.
Yeah.
Going 40 miles per hour down the street.
Wow.
On an electric unicycle.
Wait, where is he? What town? I mean, I can't imagine.
He is in Falls River, Massachusetts.
Okay, so some molecular little town.
Yes.
Right.
Apparently, it won season 2012 of Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
I was just skimming, and I saw that, and I was like, okay.
So you imagine going down Highland, though, on one of those? Like, there's 27 people
on the 405 and the 101? I'll tell you, it would feel great, though, wouldn't it?
It would be very fun.
Just to fly past people.
Oh, man.
For that 2.5 minutes until you die?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
The Atlantic headline is, why people are acting so weird.
Yeah, what's going on, people?
Crime,
humans?
Unruly passenger incidents, other types of strange behavior have all soared recently.
That's
why?
True. Yeah, what's going on?
There's a partial list. Will Smith smacked Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Good example.
Last week, a man was arrested after he punched a gate agent at the Atlanta airport.
Come on.
Americans are driving more recklessly, crashing their cars,
killing
pedestrians at a higher rate.
I've seen so many crashes and insane stuff out on the freeway in the last like 5-6 months in particular.
Early 2021 saw the highest number of unruly passenger incidents ever, according to the FAA.
Yeah, everybody used to be cool on a plane. You're like, all right, we're all stuck here. Everyone sit down, shut up.
Healthcare workers say that their patients are behaving more violently. At one point, a Missouri hospital planned to outfit nurses with panic buttons.
Wow.
What on earth is happening?
I mean, you'd be cool to your nurse, man. She's sticking things in your body. You want everything to be cool.
I would think you would want to, yes.
Right?
Well, I thought we would perhaps bring in an expert to help us make sense of this.
Sweet.
And we go to the Heineken 00 hotline for Ryan Martin. He is a professor of psychology and an anger specialist from the University of Wisconsin. Hello, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for taking the time to join us today. So why are acting so weird?
Well, unfortunately, it's sort of a perfect storm of emotional stress that most Americans certainly have been going under for the past 2 years since this pandemic. It's a situation we refer to in the academic world as high stress, low reward situation. Mm-hmm. So they're constantly being pressured, constantly dealing with stress, and not much relief and certainly not much reward at the end of these experiences. So everyone's at a very high level of stress, and so that tipping point becomes much easier to achieve.
That encapsulates it perfectly.
That makes
right
a lot
there,
of
I
sense.
Think.
So, yeah. So what is your advice?
Well, problematically, the potential for confrontation is much higher as well. You have half of the country hating the other half politically,
right.
And people are using more alcohol, getting less sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, physically, there's an enormous amount of stress as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess tell everybody, just calm the F down, I guess, is what I would say.
What?
I mean, we could have come up with that answer.
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't you? Just tell people to stop it.
Well,
you're on the radio. Why don't you use your radio and tell people to stop it? You have an opportunity.
But,
I'm a guy sitting in a classroom. I got like 40 kids I'm talking to. You're on the damn radio in a city where you can tell people.
Okay, so we should just tell people to chill out?
I guess so.
Okay.
Maybe try it. How am I supposed to know? I don't walk in your Crocs.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster?
That's one of my favorite weirdnesses ever.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
You and your little friend Bean went to Loch Ness.
We did, yeah.
Took one of those little tour boats to see if you could see Nessie.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to see Nessie, you were firing guns into the water to try and kill it, right?
It was dark, so we couldn't see into the water. And they provided us with weapons, so yes, we used them. What are we supposed to do?
They provided you with guns?
Yes, they did.
I am so going to Scotland, man.
It was pretty great.
I'm on my way.
There's a molecular ecologist named Professor Matthew Sweet who has his own theory on the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
And in his tweet, he says, back in the day, travelers or explorers would draw what they saw. This is where many sea monster stories come from. Tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water, giving belief to something more sinister lurking beneath. However, Professor Matthew Sweet says, in many cases, it was just whale penises.
You were saying some really weird stuff today.
Yeah.
Whale penises.
In many cases.
Detachable whale penis.
I didn't say detached.
Double whale penis.
He just said in most cases it was...
So they're upside down? Do they have them in the usual...
I don't
place.
Understand
they have
that
them on their head, right?
That's why on the Heineken 00 hotline, we're going to talk to Professor Matthew Sweet.
Oh, wow.
And get his explanation of exactly what he means by this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, yes, this is Professor Matthew Sweet. How are you?
We're great.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling today. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm not the same Matthew Sweet who had the hit song Girlfriend in 1991.
I was thinking of, I was wondering.
Everybody thinks of it. It makes me crazy.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say
it
then.
Let me start by telling you right away, that's not me.
Oh, that's
okay,
not you. Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up.
How do you
You're welcome. Now we can get on with the important stuff like whale penises.
Okay. How do you know what people were drawing was a whale penis?
Listen, it's simple fact. If you look at the old maps from the maritime days of people out in the oceans, when they talk about the huge sea creatures that are coming out of the water, if you look at the shape of the tentacle, it's identical to a whale's penis. And that's what they were seeing. They just drew it because they didn't know any better.
So the whales were upside down but near the top of the water?
Yes, listen, whales, when they mate, okay, they have several male whales in the area with one female whale, a cow.
That's right.
I love the way you talk, sir.
Very exciting.
I love that sound.
And they're taking turns with the lady whale. And so while they're waiting for their turn, they're swimming around and they breach out of the water. And when they breach, they often go on the belly up. And that's when you see the huge extended male whale penis in the air.
And it looks a bit like the Loch
Ness. Huge! It's a huge penis!
It is big.
And it looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster?
You gotta see a big whale dong to really appreciate it.
I don't want to. How big are they? Do you have information on that?
Miles!
Miles! Wow!
Miles!
Amy, you would think that people going out whale watching would be in for quite a show. Usually, I don't remember anybody coming back from one of those with this kind of story.
Well, because they're not breeding all the time, for God's sake. They're not sex maniacs. They have other things to do, okay?
All right.
They're eating krill and things, all
right? Right.
Gotta do other things. They're not just all banging all day long.
Right.
Although that would be a great life to be a whale. The huge penis banging all day long.
That would be pretty phenomenal, actually.
Oh, that's, I want to come back as a huge penis whale. In the next life.
They call them penis whales?
Oh, yeah, it's a special breed. I know these things. I'm a professor.
I've heard that, yes. You also sing a song that we love.
Yeah.
The guy with the song from 1991.
It's not you. Okay,
oh, all right.
Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Well, thank you for talking penis.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, look at the time.
Time.
Almost for, time.
For people are dumb.
They're about.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb-dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Now, my thought is that you're going to love this guy.
Yeah?
You're going to love this guy.
Nice.
He's an idiot. And yet you're going to love it.
New video tonight of a marijuana suspect lighting up a joint right in front of the judge.
All right. Woo! Right out of Cheech and Chong notebook.
So,
damn.
So he's answering for a possession charge.
He's like, dude, take a toke, judge.
And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a joint and lights it with a match. Like, he has to strike it a couple times.
Which is always legal. That's never a problem. They love fire.
This story first went viral yesterday. And as News Channel 5's Nick Barris tells us, we now know the suspect planned the stunt to promote the legalization of pot.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. I'm sure the judge must have loved that.
And by the way, that's not how it gets legalized. That's my point. That's why he's an idiot, because the judge can't go legal.
You know what? You know, that's
legal.
You're right. We should.
Let me set the stage for you. There was a suspect on a simple marijuana possession charge to go before a judge here in General Sessions Court. That courtroom was packed.
Wait, he's a packed bull, man.
Have you ever been in front of a judge?
Yes.
Is it the scariest thing ever?
Yes.
Do you feel like he's going to find everything that you've ever done? I was so nervous when I was in front of the judge.
Yeah, right?
My former partner got a jaywalking ticket, which is the lamest of all tickets.
Super lame.
In Westwood, by the way.
Yeah.
So we went to court, and I was his lawyer, and we were going to...
What?
Yes, and we claimed that he was unmentally fit to stand trial.
Oh, how'd that go over with the judge?
It sounded hilarious.
It does,
but... Until you're in front of the judge.
And then he's pissed off anyway?
Yes, and it's... We're just...
He hates life.
Two idiots that are making his day longer.
You've heard same old song and dance by Aerosmith. Basically, you get hung at the end of it because of the judge.
Yes.
And his constipation.
And he threatened to throw us both in jail.
Whoa!
And I shut my mouth immediately. This guy took out a joint and lit up!
Something happened no one expected. Look closely here. Video from the Wilson County General Sessions Court shows 20-year-old Spencer Boston.
He's 20. Where are they? I don't know where they are.
I don't know.
Illegal still. What a bummer.
Yeah, that's stupid.
What are you living in that state for? Get the hell out.
At the podium, talking with Judge Haywood Berry, they are discussing Boston's sentence for a simple possessions charge of marijuana. And then Boston reaches into his pocket, pulls out a joint, lights it, and starts smoking right there in the courtroom.
In 20 years of law enforcement experience that I've been through, this is the first time I've ever seen something like this.
You know, whenever you've pissed off the cop that's been doing it for 40 years.
Listen,
or whatever,
I've been in court for 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Always start with that exhausted sigh. Like, yeah,
they're so tired.
Can't
that guy's so tired.
Do this anymore.
Yep. It's very bizarre.
Court officers immediately converge on him, and Boston, then being led away, facing the packed crowd, says something along the lines of, "We deserve better," referring to the legalization of marijuana. Deputies there say his actions showed no respect for the rules of the court.
What?
And now Boston has landed in more trouble.
Yeah.
For pulling out that joint and smoking it in the courtroom, Boston was given 10 days for contempt of court. And yes, he has a second simple possession charge.
I'd like to applaud our idiot of the day.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but...
People are dumb, but that's a good cause.
Well done.
People are dumb when you're you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is the cutest video you'll ever see.
I love this.
It's a dad and his little kid. How old is this kid? Five?
Four, five, something like that.
And they're leaving a friend's house.
Yeah, it looks like dad came to pick up the kid who had been at a party or whatever. And they are outside. And I guess this is probably a ring.
It's a ring video. Yeah. And you can hear the kid. The dad first says, did you have a good time? And the kid says, yes, I got you something.
Yeah, right away, he's like more excited to tell him that, dad, I got you something.
And dad's a little shocked that he got him something from
a party.
Somebody's house.
Yeah. You got to listen to this. It's so cute.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did.
Shut up. He's like opens his backpack, his little tiny backpack, and he pulls out.
Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid steals a bottle of bourbon.
For dad.
And the kid is really pretty short.
Yeah, he's a tiny little kid.
I don't know how he had access to a bottle of bourbon
in
the house. And
he thought to hide it in his backpack.
Put it in his backpack, zipped it closed. But wasn't really that scared because he was on the porch of the house when he showed it to his dad.
Right away. Look, dad, I got you a bottle of bourbon.
And the dad was like, oh, but you can't. I do like it, but you can't. Play it again. Yeah, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Your kid stole something.
Yeah.
It has to be kid, though. We're not looking for teenagers that are ripping off old people.
Right.
We're looking for cute little kids stole something.
Little kids stole something for you or stole something. Whatever. Whatever they stole it for.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. Shut up. Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid has no time for you can't just take
it. No, he's not interested in repercussions.
Do you like it?
Got you a present, Dad.
818-955-KLOS. Your cute little kid stole something. 818-955-KLOS.
Listen to those kids. They sound very happy.
You can't have any pudding if you steal bourbon. That's what I know.
If you steal bourbon, you can't have your pudding. How can you have any pudding if you stole some bourbon?
Listen to this little kid.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. Shut up. Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
I love
that's
it.
That's a catch-22 for a parent because, wow, you're thoughtful.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
But you took something from
yourself. But you stole it, and it's bourbon. And you hid it in your backpack. And you don't care that I just told you it's wrong.
Cute little thief, that kid.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So your kid stole something?
She didn't exactly steal something, but when she was 3 or 4 years old, I was working in a high-rise building downtown, and I went to work a Saturday. She pulled the fire alarm in the parking lot because she wanted to see if it was like on the cartoons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
That cost us $75 for a false alarm.
Oh, that's not so bad. $25.
$75.
$75. All right.
6 years ago.
That's a teachable moment.
It didn't set off any water, did it?
No. Yeah. Just a little alarm was going up till the fire department got there. It wasn't stopping, and it was a high-rise building.
Sweet,
so
a high-rise.
They all had to leave the building?
Well, nobody could get the message to them that it was a false alarm because it was a Saturday. And
did anyone find out it was your kid?
Everybody.
Oh, no!
Oh, I told them there's no fire and my daughter pulled the alarm.
Oh, I would have kept that to myself.
Yeah. That is awesome. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi, your kid stole something?
Yes, he stole $20 from a friend's home.
From a friend's home?
He was about 6 years old. Well, I asked him when I saw it at home, and he said, I found it. Where did you find it? Oh, at Uncle Whatever's home. I said, and did you ask permission? He said, no, I found it. So if I found it, that means it's mine. I said, it don't work that way, son.
I love that so much.
We went back. We went back and he apologized and returned it and understood that's called stealing.
Right.
Wow. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
That's fantastic.
You think he really didn't know, or was he kind of trying to get away with something and seeing what the boundaries were?
He didn't know, but he's always like hustling.
Right.
So he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Even at that young age.
Right.
So, yeah.
Very
yeah.
interesting. Very
I love
interesting.
It. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What did your little kid steal?
We started the hour by playing a little kid who stole some bourbon for his dad. It's very cute.
He was at a party, and he put the bourbon in his backpack to give to dad out on the porch, which, of course, got caught on the Ring camera.
Very cute.
It was really G-rated.
So the call-in is your kid stole something?
Yeah, it was me. I stole something from the teacher and got busted for it, but I took it in the bathroom and hid it in the little toilet paper thing. And when they went back to get it, it was gone. The janitor ended up ripping it off.
No kidding. What did you steal?
It was a check. It was a check for $3,200.
What?
It was blanket. Yeah. Oh, my God. They sent me to children's to juvenile court and everything for that. Aww. It's crazy.
God. I mean, it's $3,200. Yeah, did you know what that amount was at your age?
I didn't. I had no idea. I stashed the check and kept the cash. I didn't know what it was. I just wanted the cash.
Wow. What a little thug you are.
Are you still ripping people off, or have you given that up?
No. I'm all better now.
All right, good. Good.
Thank right on. You. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah. I was calling about the cow.
Oh, yeah. You got to text the word Heidi to 68683. Heidi to 68683. Good luck. Language.
I like that we force somebody to say, yeah, I'm calling about the cow. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about the cow.
You have to text the word Heidi to 68683. You win this contest by texting.
And also milking the cow.
Nope. No idea. All right.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Milk the cow.
Right, got it. We get it.
Yeah, baby.
Right. All right. Right. We get it.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hi there.
Are you telling stories about stealing?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened. When my daughter was in second or third grade, I noticed a bunch of money in her backpack. And I'm like, what the heck is going on with this? And she's like, well, I decided that I was going to steal the crackers. She wouldn't say that, but she said, I took some crackers from the cafeteria, and I noticed that the kids really like crackers, so she would steal the crackers from the cafeteria and then sell them out in the schoolyard.
Sell them! That's fantastic.
Wow.
I thought you first said crack.
Yeah, so did I. I'm like, what?
So I'm like, okay, Summer, you can't, like, steal crackers and then sell them. She goes, well, The Apprentice, like, they do that. And I'm like, but you can't, like, they're not, like, your crackers. Like, they're the school's crackers. But I thought it was so ingenious.
Yeah,
like, I was like, well, what gave you that idea? And she goes, well, I just noticed at lunchtime people really enjoyed eating their crackers. So I just thought I would take them and then sell them on the playground. And she's worth like $10 for the whole thing.
What an entertaining little kid you
have. That is awesome. That is, she's gonna be a fine American. That is the American way right there.
She actually just got promoted at Rip Curl. She lives in La Jolla, so I'm pretty proud of her.
Nice, you should be.
Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
Fantastic.
It's sort of amazing that anybody bothered recording any other rock songs after that.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
That's the perfect rock song. I mean, just shut it down. We're good here. We have what we need.
Listen, there was still plenty of money in women.
That's true.
So bands kept doing it. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show, Jamie Lee Curtis was the guest.
I love her, man.
And she, did you see the last Halloween?
No, yeah. I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've selectively watched movies with...
Don't.
So that I can continue to love her.
Although she has a new movie coming out this weekend that sounds wild and great.
Hmm.
She said that her daughter's getting married in the backyard, and she's having a cosplay wedding.
Now, this isn't a backyard sort of wedding like most of us would have in the Valley or whatever.
Not.
This is going to be crazy.
Yes, of course.
Cosplay, what does that mean?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know, because she didn't know. Jimmy asked her 8 different ways, like, what do you mean cosplay? What's the theme?
Right.
And she said, oh, it's cosplay.
That doesn't answer the question,
right,
Jamie.
I know. I don't think she knew.
What is she going as? What is she doing?
She is the official...
Officiant?
Officiant, yes. So she's marrying them.
Right, gotcha.
And she's wearing an outfit from a video game that she wasn't familiar with. So I don't think she knows.
Oh, she just straight up doesn't know.
I think.
Well, I didn't say anything. But let's just say I don't know.
But let's talk about weddings.
Okay.
And cosplay weddings.
Okay.
Because you have to have a theme.
If you're going to do a cosplay?
Right.
Of course. Yeah, it has
it's
to be.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
I mean, it could be video games, and then it's, you know, you could come Super Mario Bros. Or, you know,
okay, yeah.
Any video game.
Right.
I suppose, you know, which could be interesting.
I would think some of the bigger sci-fi things, like Star Wars, I would assume there have been a lot of Star Wars weddings.
It's got to be, yeah.
There's a Jurassic Park.
Okay, wedding. Does everybody get eaten, I hope?
I'm reading a list. Oh, that would be great. Lord of the Rings? Oh. I'm not sure how you would do that one. You'd all be barefoot, though. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Keep all your stuff from the Ren Fair.
Here's my thing about weddings is no one cares. So make them quick.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Make them quick.
Just
it quick. Whatever it is, make it quick.
Ours was like a couple of friends as witnesses and the parents, and that was it.
And it probably lasted 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah basically. Yeah. But it was, you know, it was nice.
So cosplay weddings or weddings that were meant to be unique.
Right.
This is the greatest. You're never going to believe what we're doing for our wedding.
And was it? Or they told you it was and you had to go.
Correct.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, my God.
Especially if you had to dress up.
Yes.
My former partner and I, Bean, were the officiants for our producer Lightning's wedding.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we wore monk outfits. And I don't think it was a monk theme.
I used to dress as a monk every once in a while.
Did you really?
Hell of it. Yeah, I'd go to a night. I had to host a nightclub, and this is in Phoenix, a place called The Asylum, and I'd always go as a monk.
Nice.
People are like, well, sort of. So people who are totally on board are like, what is wrong with you, man?
That's been the story of your life.
Yeah, it's true. That's
so
true.
Bizarre, strange, interesting, crazy weddings.
Yeah, if you had to go to one, if you actually turned out pretty good, if it was horrible.
I don't think we want to hear from brides and grooms, though, do we?
You know, you're
because
right.
They're going to go, oh, it was the best thing ever. No, I want to talk to people who went to the wedding. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Bizarre themes.
Bizarre themed weddings that you had to attend or your friends had to attend. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello?
Yeah, this is about the weddings, right?
Yes, you went to a unique, in air quote, wedding.
Yeah, definitely unique. So my buddy's uncle owned a tow truck company in Ohio.
Yeah.
And him and his bride got married on the back of a flatbed. Her wedding dress was like fluorescent orange, like a safety vest.
I like it. That actually was kind of good.
Cool. It was unique for sure. It was fun, but yeah, that's fun.
But you didn't have to dress up.
No, I mean, I just wore jeans and a t-shirt. But
best
case
scenario.
Yeah.
Well done.
I was imagining the beer was flowing at that. Big time.
Oh,
right?
It was fantastic. Nice. Beer and hot dogs everywhere,
Beer and hot dogs.
That is the way to do a wedding.
That is a classy wedding right there.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about the wedding theme thing you had to put up with. Or was it good?
We're talking about unique weddings.
Yeah, you got roped into one that's a cosplay one or
a themed wedding.
Yeah, and we want to hear how horrible or good it might have been.
I mean, we've taken one call and it's been great so far.
Yeah, which is amazing.
KLOS, hello.
Yep, I got a story. So my wife caters for like big weddings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like 8 years ago, she did somebody's wedding and they had the Batmobile and stuff there. It was Batman like theme.
Yes.
And you know who it was?
Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
He was in paradise.
He showed up in the Batmobile.
Yeah, my wife was there doing their wedding, like working for them.
That is hilarious.
That's awesome.
I had to call you.
Yes, I love that. Thank you for calling.
All right, you guys.
Right on, take care.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Talking about unique, in air quote, weddings.
Yes. So my cousin got married in the early 90s, and we come from like a cattle rancher family.
Right.
And they kind of took it to heart. They had their cows in the wedding. They got married underneath a windmill.
How do they have their cows?
What did the cows do in the wedding?
In the wedding.
I would imagine so.
And the bridesmaids came out with bells on their toes, like jingle bells.
What?
The groom and the groomsmen had very, very starched Wranglers.
Right. And, did anyone get milked?
Well, I'm sure after the wedding.
Well played.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling. That was awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
You went to a unique wedding? We're talking about themed weddings. You went to one?
Hey, you know, I got married at my in-law's house up in Redding, California, and my brother was supposed to be my best man. And guess what? He didn't show up.
Excellent.
So anyways, we had this old LTD Ford 400 that was given to my ex-wife now. Anyways, I owned a big dog at one time. I had a 50-pound bag of dog food in the back of the LTD Ford.
Right.
That's what they did with it when I decided to leave the wedding. They put it everywhere in the car, on the dash, in the heater.
I love it.
On the floor, shaving cream everywhere. It was like, oh my gosh, the first place it was the car wash.
I love it.
So the theme of your wedding was being tortured by your guests.
Yes.
That's fantastic. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Alan Katz.
Hey,
I am Southern California's number one wedding minister, and I do all the wacky weddings.
Do you?
Oh, my God. Give us a list. A list of the weirdest ones.
Okay, I'm looking at the pictures right now that are hanging on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars wedding.
Of course.
The Princess Bride wedding, Superman wedding, Doctor Who wedding. I've done weddings as Borat in the Mankini.
Ooh, I like Borat. That must have been a weird group of
humans. Hold up. You were in the Mankini or the groom was?
I was in the Mankini.
You were in the Mankini. Awesome.
I was in the Mankini. I did one of my most famous ones was Marilyn Monroe. Not Marilyn Monroe, but
yeah, we got you.
I like that. That's odd. Was there a lot of wind blowing up people's skirts at that one?
There was. Yeah. It freaked everybody. Nobody expected it except for the couple. And it blew.
That's hilarious.
That's beautiful.
What's your favorite of all of them?
Yeah.
You know what? I love doing the Star Wars weddings.
Luke and Leia were brother and sister. Who were the groom and bride?
They weren't any of them. They were dressed up. Actually, my most famous one was she loved Elvis, he loved Star Wars, so I became Elvis Kenobi.
Okay. So you were a mixture of Elvis Presley
and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Let's hear your Elvis Kenobi.
Hit the echo.
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far, far away, she was your hunka hunka burning love.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a huge company. I have 37 officiants. We do all sorts of weddings. We do most of the weddings in Southern California.
Well, I like it, so give it a plug. How do people find you?
GreatOfficiants.com.
Nice.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jamie.
We started the hour talking about Jamie Lee Curtis on Kimmel last night, talking about her daughter doing a cosplay wedding.
And she couldn't really explain what it meant.
So we were looking for themed weddings. You had one?
Hey, this is Larry. How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I did a wedding for my friends. We did it at the Rolling Stones concert.
Nice.
In the front row in the pit. And lo and behold to me, when we were doing this, all the Rolling Stones family, like Mick, Keith Richards' wife and Mick Jagger's son, everybody was around us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I had them write a sign, just married, and Mick Jagger blew them a kiss. And actually, Keith Richards stopped playing during the end of Paint It Black, when the song we just played. And just gave him a big love. Just it was so amazing.
Wow!
Be able to give him a wedding there in front of him.
Wow! No kidding.
That's pretty cool.
That is the ultimate.
That was great.
Sorry, Jamie Lee Curtis, we've got your wedding beat.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Kevin and Sluggo, Cold Read, Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us knows Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really. So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Wherever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
Singer Kid Rock said former President Donald Trump sought his advice on foreign policy matters at the White House. Did you see this?
No.
He was interviewed Monday, and he said he felt a little out of his element when he was allegedly consulted. We're looking at maps and crap. And I'm like, am I supposed to be in on this crap?
Well, Kid Rock is saying that he felt like I shouldn't be answering this question.
Right.
He has quite a bit of self-confidence.
Yes, he does.
You know, all summer long he does.
Sure.
And then he goes and he's like, no, I'm out of my element. Wow, that's amazing.
According to Kid Rock, he met the 45th president at the White House and has since become a golf buddy when the pair isn't discussing the fate of the free world. At one point, Donald Trump said, what should we do about North Korea?
What should we do, Kid Rock, about North Korea? Wow.
Kid Rock also claims that Trump also asked his advice on a tweet he was composing that seemed to deal with matters in the Middle East.
You know, I can see asking, like, what was that dude that went over there to North Korea?
The basketball player?
Yeah. I can see asking him. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. It makes no sense.
I had his name in my mind.
He was...
I know.
That's
Dennis
ridiculous.
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. According to Kid Rock, Donald Trump sent him a tweet, and it was paraphrasing, including a vague, detailed threat. And Kid Rock says, maybe you should clean that up a little. And Donald Trump did. That's the story.
Wow.
So I felt like maybe we should go to the Heineken 00 hotline and check in with number 45.
Oh, yes, please.
Former President Donald Trump.
Hello.
Hello. You're very lucky to have me on your program. That's all I got to say.
That's right. True.
I don't do a lot of interviews.
You do interviews all day.
Interviews.
Okay. Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock. Mm-hmm. One of the best. Very helpful when it comes to foreign matters. Knows a lot of things.
Why would
very
you ask helpful. Him about North Korea?
Because he's very popular in the South.
Right.
The South is opposite of the North.
Right.
So he's got a particular insight that some people don't have. The opposite of South is North.
That's true.
North and South.
Right.
2 points. Opposite of each other.
They are opposite, right.
What is his view?
I mean, I'm just thinking, though,
it's important to know.
There must have been a few other people that have dealt with foreign policy over the years that were at your disposal other than...
Or even North Korea specifically.
Yes.
A lot of these guys come out of schools, you know, and they've got the books and they've got all the experience. But
right.
They don't know America first, okay? That's how I look at it.
I don't know what that means.
Kid Rock, he is, to me, American as anybody could be because he was born in America.
Right, but he came out and said he doubted that he should be in that conversation.
Yeah, how did that make you feel? Did that seem a little weird that even Kid Rock was like, oh, I don't know, man?
That's the beautiful thing about me. One of the many, many beautiful things about me is that I'm able to judge people better than they know themselves, okay? That's
wow.
how I know them. I can look at them and I can say this guy has a talent that even he doesn't know he has.
Okay.
And so I'm surrounded by the best people. Only the best people surrounded me during my presidency.
A lot of those people quit because you weren't taking any advice from anyone.
And a lot of them are in legal trouble.
One of the reasons I had asked Kid Rock, because a lot of people quit and he was the only one around at the time.
That makes sense.
All right.
I ask a lot of my celebrity friends for a lot of help when it comes to the government. They were all very helpful.
Like who?
Yes.
Who else did you ask?
Yeah.
When it came to military strength, Dean Cain, okay? Superman. Okay?
Right.
Who's stronger than Superman? Very
right.
few people.
Right.
Not a lot of people stronger than Superman.
I mean,
Superman.
It's true. That's a fictional
character. Kevin Sorbo, okay? Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, okay? Hercules.
Right.
Strongest man in the world, okay?
Right.
Maybe second to Dean Cain. So
right.
Very strong.
Right.
They know how to make a military that's very strong.
Uh-huh.
Dean Cain, bulletproof, okay? That comes in handy. Hercules, a god.
Right.
Okay, he's a
right.
freaking god. Unbelievable.
Did you ever ask a celebrity for advice and maybe they led you wrong? Did you ever kind of regret asking one of them?
Scott Baio, very good. Good friends with Fonzie, okay? He said, put your thumb up in every picture you ever take, okay? Stick your thumb up like Fonzie.
And that's why you do it? You think you look like Fonzie?
Always wondered that.
Taking it from Fonzie, okay? Who's cooler? Who's cooler than Fonzie, okay?
No one.
Everybody.
Nobody. Hey. That's what I do in every picture.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Next hour, you had to dig through your own trash. I find that story hilarious.
I've done that way too many times.
Same.
It's just such a terrible, terrible smell.
It's just, it's sad.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's just a sad little moment.
Yeah.
First, though, fans of a slain rapper were shocked that his body was displayed at a nightclub.
I gotta say, this is pretty punk rock. I mean, he's a rapper or whatever, but this just seems
so... Video from the event shows what appears to be the embalmed body of a dead rapper whose nickname was Gunu.
Hey, question for you, super quick.
And they propped him up on stage wearing designer clothes with a crown. Yes, what's the question?
Do you know why living rooms are called living rooms?
No.
Because for so many years, people used to wheel in their dead relatives to the front room of a house. That's where they would like come in and pay their respects. And so people always bringing in bodies, dead bodies of relatives or whatever.
Right.
And they started doing the new houses, a new design. And someone came up with the idea, let's call it a living room. Let's just say don't bring the bodies.
How do you know that?
Isn't
what
that ill?
Does that kind of research?
No, I'm very interested in funerals.
You knew that off the top of your head.
Yeah, so to take it to a club, that's pretty cool.
If you're interested in funerals, this is the topic for you, because let's be honest, funerals are dull.
Oh, man, they're terrible. Yes.
Or awful,
yes.
You know, if you know the person.
Right.
But this was something. This was a nightclub, and he was propped up.
That's awesome. Actual body in the nightclub mm-hmm. with a ton of people partying and whatnot, and he's there already starting to rot a little.
And they had a hype man. You know, you need a hype man at a good funeral.
Sure.
Listen to this.
Make some noise!
Make some mother effing noise!
At a you funeral.
You don't normally get that at a funeral. I can't hear you!
Who's ready to party? Or die?
This side of the room, make some noise. That side!
You're dead! You're dead!
It's so insane.
I love it. I love it.
It's so insane that that was their funeral
for him. Bizarre.
And you know that he probably mentioned that ahead of time. Like, this is what I want to happen.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people have wishes, you know.
And that's what we want to talk about. Yeah. You have strange ideas, perhaps?
Funeral wishes?
And by strange, I mean just not normal. Not every day, you know, you lay in a coffin and people sit there and cry.
Right.
You have something unique that you would like done with your body. Even if you're not going to be able to follow through with it. Because let's say, you know, you have family, you have...
And the family and relatives are probably going, oh, sure, yeah, that we'll do that.
Right, and then they don't.
And of course not.
But what's your idea?
Yeah, what would you like for them to do?
What is the ideal funeral? Listen, it's a little dark.
Yeah!
And we don't need any stories of people that are actually dead right now.
Nor any sad stories.
And don't call us sad stories. And if you're emotional about it, we're not the people to handle
it. No, we're not good at that.
But for everybody else, if you plan, if you like Sluggo... loves funerals. He has some great ideas. I don't know that they involve a rapper that's in a nightclub.
A couple by requests from Led Zeppelin on a 2 for Tuesday celebrating their March Madness win on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talked about a rapper who died.
I love this,
and
man.
And they propped up his body in a nightclub with a crown on his head. And they had a hype man. Make some mother effing noise!
I can't hear you!
Which you don't normally get.
At a funeral.
At a funeral. So, we're not looking for sad stories, but we are looking for unique funeral ideas.
You know what's a cool funeral idea?
What?
A Viking funeral!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Throw the body on a ship and send it out to sea and catch it on fire! Shoot arrows at it!
Yeah! Fire! Fire! Fire!
How do
fire,
you people know fire. This?
That's a great idea. I love that idea.
Any idea
that
involves fire, I'm in.
Yeah!
I'm a pyromaniac. All right, so a Viking funeral. Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes.
I want you to know the parlor is for the dead. The living room
there you
is
go.
For the living.
That's right, Kevin.
Oh, right.
That's right. The parlor is for the dead.
And I wish I wouldn't have made that mistake so clearly when it was me.
But that is where living room came from. Isn't that kind of ill? Would you want to have your body on display for everybody when you're dead at home?
No way, ever, never. No.
All right. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah.
Stupid
Kevin.
Sluggo.
Yeah, Kevin, get things right.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have a great idea for my funeral.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm a Budweiser drinker.
Right.
So as you enter to the funeral hall, you get a solo cup.
Mm-hmm.
Passed by my coffin with a keg of beer, and my thumb is on the dispenser. I'll pour you a beer as you walk by and lie how great I was.
I love the idea, but I don't know that I want your dead thumb serving me beer.
I do. I want that.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Sluggo will be at your funeral.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I look forward to getting beer from your dead finger.
That's great.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
That's a sentence that's never been said.
818-955-KLOS.
Your ideal funeral. This is a weird, weird hour of calls.
Yeah,
and
I love
there
it.
Are a lot of people with a lot of creative ideas.
Yes.
We started talking about a rapper who was propped up at a nightclub after he was shot. He was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they propped him up and put a crown on him and danced the night away.
With his corpse hanging out on stage.
Right. And a lot of people were very troubled by that, so much so that the nightclub had to make an apology.
Oh, really? Oh, you're serious? Oh, that's hilarious. Come on.
So we're not looking for sad stories, but we are looking for your creative funeral ideas. You have one?
I want to be cremated and put inside the oil dry so they can use me at the NASCAR track.
Oh,
interesting.
I like that.
So you just want to be deposited where you love whatever it is. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I want to be put in the oil dry where they pick up the oil when they're done.
I got you. All right. That's very specific, but okay.
All right. We'll see if we can arrange that for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, we're talking about ideal funerals.
Death.
Death.
I always told my kids that, yeah, I want to be cremated, and then I want to be ziplined into the church with Panama blaring in the background. And my daughter was like, Dad, you're going to be dead. There's no effing way I'm doing that.
Why didn't she just lie to you?
I was like, it's my last wish. Come on. And she goes, it won't matter. You're dead. So sorry.
Listen, kids that may be listening, tell your parents whatever they want to hear.
Tell them they're going to reach down between your legs.
Yes, he'll be dead.
Ease the ashes back.
Thanks for calling. Right on, man. Doing a strange topic today.
Yeah, very.
Based on a rapper who was propped up at a nightclub after he died for his funeral.
And the video is incredible because there's this corpse with a crown on it, and everybody's dancing, lights are flashing. Good
make
old time.
Some other effing noise. That never happens at a funeral.
No.
So we're talking about...
Hey, who's the stiff in the corner?
We're talking about your creative funeral ideas.
And by the way, Larry Hagman had a classic one, and I love this. He really was saying this for years before he died. He wanted them to cremate him, then take and sprinkle his ashes over a field filled with wheat, and then take that flour and make cakes out of it and have everybody eat it. That's what he really no. wanted everybody to do.
Well, I don't want that.
I love that idea. I would eat a Larry Hagman cake.
No, I wouldn't.
He's JR, man.
Yeah.
He's Barbara Eden's main squeeze.
Right, I know.
Let's eat him.
No.
Isn't that a great idea, though?
No. I'm not down with...
You're so opposed to all these funeral ideas.
I am not. I'm shocked. I love a lot of them. I love the Viking one the most.
You refuse to eat Larry Hagman, though.
I don't want to eat anyone. I don't think that makes me a bad person.
No, actually, it makes you a really good person, probably.
KLOS, your ideal funeral idea?
I want to get buried with my b**** in your mouth.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, that's absolutely going
to
happen.
We just have to die at the same time.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys. I got a great idea for a funeral. I want to have myself catapulted into the whirring blades of a big helicopter.
That would be funky.
That's not a bad Bobcat Goldthwait.
I would, yeah, no, that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
But I would also like to watch anyone.
No.
Maybe not Bobcat, because I really like you, dude.
Yeah, same.
You're amazing.
Well, you know, well, once the death certificate is signed and the ink is dry,
right,
then it doesn't really matter.
He's got a good point. Plus, it'd be very entertaining.
Thanks for
hey,
calling.
Everybody, hold up your umbrellas.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so my family, they hate my wife. I told my wife I want to be cremated, and when everybody shows up to the funeral, have a fake urn with sand in it, and I want her to knock it over and spill it, and then in a panic, try to vacuum it up in front of everybody.
Hilarious.
Like, it's okay, you know, she's got this, and don't worry about it, and he's fine.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Monty Python did that with Graham Chapman, actually, on stage on a TV. It was brilliant, and I hope that they will make that happen.
That'll really endear her to them.
So that'd be funny, right?
Oh, please, make it happen, because it is. It's beautiful.
It would be hilarious, yes.
We look forward to you dying, sir.
Thanks, right for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, kind of the dead thing.
Yeah, the dead thing.
Uh-huh. I like a dead thing.
Yeah, I don't know what other way to put it.
That's perfect. But
your ideal funeral is what?
Or what? Yeah, that's good. What would it be?
Say it's quite right, but...
We're getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah. There's a lot of noise in the background.
Can you pick up the phone? Because we can't hear you.
Okay.
Yes, that way is good.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Go.
Be put up inside of a dude. Get all the way up in there where I've always tried to get you.
What a beautiful, beautiful eulogy that would be.
I love this call. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. It was really worth getting it all cleared up to get to that.
That was so sweet.
818-955-KLOS.
Your ideal funeral. This is a weird hour because we were talking about a rapper who died and then they propped him up at a nightclub.
His corpse was at the funeral party and literally party all night.
And there was a DJ and he was yelling, let's give it up, mother effers. And it just looked like a great idea.
I am really enjoying this hour of calls, I gotta say.
Well, unique.
Very
funeral
unique.
Ideas. Man, oh man, you people are messed up.
I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah, so I imagine a casket, very dramatic scene, and I'm like a marionette, and I'm pulled out of the casket, and I dance around.
I like that. That's weird. That'll make some people scream.
So who's running the controls of you? Do you care?
I mean, I guess it would have to be some sort of animatronic thing going on.
Get a hold of, I can't say that name, that company. But yeah, someone could make it happen for you. Someone in this town, in Los Angeles, can make that happen.
I hope you can make your dream come true.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Wait, is this still the death wish?
Yes.
Like you're into the race?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So my father, big stoner back in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his last wish was to be cremated and put into, and he grew too, into the cannabis plants,
mm-hmm.
so he could be absorbed by the cannabis mm-hmm. and then smoked by everybody that does it.
So did you do that?
So I did it in one of the plants, and the plant was the biggest. It was like 5 pounds.
Wow. Is that right?
Oh, that's weird.
And it was Gorilla Glue, and it blew up, and everybody loved it. I'm like, all right, well, everybody's smoking my pops.
He would be so happy. What was it taste like? What was the flavor like?
No, it was still like Gorilla Glue. It was just, you know, I mean, yeah. Ash. You know, ash goes into the soil, and it still helps out the nutrition.
Right, sure.
Did you smoke enough to get a good buzz going? Was it a weird buzz? Anything unusual, or just knowing that?
Nothing unusual. Yeah, yeah. Just normal. But still kind of a thing of his that he wanted to have done. So.
Well, that takes my phrase, I can smoke it, to a whole new level.
I love it.
Dude, thanks for calling, man. Right on, man.
KLOS, hello.
So, Kevin, I'm going to take you back on a little journey. I don't know if you remember, years ago, I won tickets from you to see Bob Geldof at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood.
He was just talking about that.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you remember this, but while we were there, somebody without tickets showed up with ashes, with human remains of somebody else, to be given to Richard Blade.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me in
that
some
weird way.
That
doesn't surprise me either. Yeah.
And what did Blade do with them?
No, they didn't. They nobody took them. They didn't drop them off.
Well, that's
a
shame.
Getting at,
yes.
Is I want you guys to have my ashes.
As much as we'd love that.
No, hold on.
Well, there's more. Okay. Wait a second.
Yeah, so I want to hear this.
Just say no.
All right, go ahead.
My funeral will be a week-long thing.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that wins concert tickets and T-shirts gets a little bit of meat.
I like it.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course they would.
People want a little
naturally.
Bit of you?
Naturally.
Yeah, they're going to want me.
Okay. All right. Listen, we'll force you on people. That seems cool.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. I love that idea. We're going to do that.
Yes, we will. We've been talking about unique funeral ideas, and this one is hilarious. It's an Irish man,
uh-huh.
and he plays a prank at his own funeral. So everybody's standing around, and the hole in the ground is there.
Right.
And the casket is there.
In the hole in the ground.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll hear some bagpipes, and then you'll hear the actual man's voice. Talking to everybody standing around his casket.
The dead guy that is there?
Yes.
At his own funeral?
Yes. By the way, bagpipes, just straight painful.
Torture music.
All right, this is the guy that's dead.
Hello. Hello? Let me out.
There's like a ton of people standing around, and all of a sudden his voice, let me out.
And they all start laughing. Hilarious. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen, and then with the new CDC guidelines we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo, tramp stamp, right there, and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rosdale.
Which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of a tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
The point is...
Oh, yeah, yes.
She spelled it Galvin. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you had told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did. He awesome. Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people have music tattoos because music is really important in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think, music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if, like, you go east of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world, but
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled, like Galvin.
Either way.
Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies. That's my favorite band
on
the planet.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it.
Right.
And it's, she got, "My head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
Cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names? Faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Oh, very cool.
The lightning bolt across it.
Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown. Fat Mike from No Effect.
Oh, okay.
Got
that's
it.
Awesome.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
funny.
But
they know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, atoxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music touch.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our money, 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a social distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink and a cigarette.
Yes. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love nice. It. That's
I love that.
Cool.
How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
Nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody knows
on,
in Southern California.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I don't drink martinis. And I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards. And
oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
No. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God, I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. Don't even act like we're here. Nobody's listening.
It's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick about not about the tattoo, but I won the $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
oh, that's cool.
A nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty
that's
awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Four people
yeah.
Have seen the tattoo and said I know where that's from.
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like, sure. Oh yeah, I know Prince. Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat. The cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is
the
it?
First album. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill, kill underneath it? Faster, pussycat, kill, kill!
Not yet. I'm waiting. I'm
nice.
Waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with a... like a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away. Oh,
so it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, an older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That is seems relatively
yeah.
easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah. But...
wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Yeah,
Jim Boy.
I got three. Chrome, Jack, and
Mister. Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What's up?
You know.
I'd like to do it in case you missed it from yesterday, if
okay,
you don't mind,
sure.
quickly. And that is the man rushed to ICU after crunching lung while masturbating too hard.
Did you ever find more details about that? Like, how do you hurt your own lung?
I don't know. We did this in the 5 o'clock hour, though, and I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this, that I don't know why you need to go that hard.
It could be dangerous. I go to the ICU.
That's not what I meant. Apparently, there's a way that your lung can leak air.
Okay.
And so it leaks air into your ribs and your shoulder blade and all around your lung.
I hope it makes like a balloon noise.
It makes
it
a crackling noise.
Oh, not like a high-pitched, like a balloon, like when you're letting air out. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
I mean, especially if you're going to town, you know, if you're treating your body like a wonderland or whatever it was.
Right, I think that's what it was. But I mean, how can one cause the other?
I don't know, man.
How is it possible to need to be active enough
alone
to tear, according to this article, your lung?
That's what the neighbors are definitely like. Keep it down in there.
Right. What are you
Come
doing?
On.
No, that's the noise. So I'm just saying, be aware of it.
Yeah.
It exhibits.
Yeah.
It exists.
Yeah.
Go easy.
Public service from Kevin.
Take some time.
That's very thoughtful of you.
You don't need to rush.
No, and you know, if you're screaming and you're hurting your lungs, just dial it back like half.
Maybe just give it a
little.
Give yourself a, say, 30-second break.
Maybe. Go back to it later.
I'm just saying, it can be very dangerous. Don't tear your lung. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you follow NFTs. Do you know what that is?
NFT? We discussed that once, but describe for everybody because it's a funky new concept.
It's a strange thing where you can buy something digitally and own the original of it.
Because that's always been a problem. I mean, if it's digital, it's super easy to copy and distribute perfect
copies.
These
can't be copied, and you can trace it back to who owns it. Well, listen, I saw a story that Miles Davis and Bob Dylan...
Mm-hmm. What a combo.
Right. Are going to each be releasing NFTs this year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I thought because it's somewhat complicated, maybe we could get the great Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
To explain to us on the Heineken 00 hotline.
That's amazing.
What an NFT is. Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Right.
Very good.
It's nice to talk to you, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're looking at your story where you're going to sell an NFT, and we were just curious, what exactly is an NFT?
In as much detail as you can give.
Yeah, NFT in a non-interchangeable unit of data, and then store it in a blockchain. It's a digital ledger that can hold and trade it, and all associated with the ownership of photos, videos, audio.
Oh, I see.
I didn't understand most of that. I heard not, and I heard the word blockchain, which you might need to get to in a second. Start at the beginning, just slowly, because we're not that quick.
Well, I got most of it. I'm sorry you didn't.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just listen.
Yeah, just listen.
Just listen. Okay, sorry. All right, go ahead.
NFT. Non-entertainment unit.
Non-entertainment.
No, interchangeable.
Yes, interchangeable.
Like, come on, man.
Interchangeable.
See?
Interchangeable.
There you go.
Interchangeable.
Okay. All right.
Unit of data. Done on a blockchain and it's from a digital ledger.
Hold on. I heard blockchain and I heard digital ledger.
Did you? I didn't even catch that.
Yes. All right. So let's start with blockchain. Can explain blockchain to us.
In a big chain of blocks.
Oh!
That doesn't clear it up a lot, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm very dense in this. Blockchain. Yeah.
Okay. You get one block.
Right? One block,
okay,
right.
Yeah. And then you get another one.
You have another block.
Another one.
Right. Third and fourth, right.
And then a long chain of blocks.
A long chain of blocks.
Blockchain.
Okay.
And that's an NFT?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's on a blockchain, but the NFT is a unit. Indeed, I'm doing on the blockchain.
The NFT is unique data that is stored on the blockchain?
Wow. Yes!
Wow! You speak Bob so well!
Right.
Damn, dude, I'm not getting any of that.
Fantastic.
You are out of control. Yeah.
What is a mining token? Sorry.
A mining token? It's a token that goes in the mine.
It's not a token that's used in a mine.
Might be.
Here's my token. Welcome to the mine. And then you're in there, and then they get all the tokens down in the mine, and then they put them in the blockchain.
They put them in the blockchain. In the mine?
Yeah. No, crazy.
I'm not.
I don't know. The whole thing's a scam.
Okay, sorry.